This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by... Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. 5429 Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. I'm scared,
tuned to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Everyone, this is Dr. Akila. I don't have to say Dr. Akila L. You can call me Dr. Akila. I think you got that message by now, huh? And I would like to welcome you to Healing Power Hour Radio. Today is going to be a great day. We're going to have a great Q&A session this morning with our call-in, as well as a list of questions I have. Still have some questions from last month that I'm going to be addressing on the air today. But before I begin, let me start blessing you so I can bless myself, okay? So, like every broadcast, I wish you blessings of love, peace, health, and prosperity. Today, I've got a lot of email from our newsletter. Okay, for those who don't know, I do a free newsletter once a month, and I'm really proud of myself because I've been very consistent with this. And you know what motivated me to stay consistent? Playing the brain teaser game. What it is that if you're interested, my newsletter is free. We don't spam you. We don't send you 5 emails every day and stuff like that. Actually, you just only get one newsletter a month. A lot of people want one newsletter every week, but I don't have that much time. I can definitely commit to one newsletter a month, just like I can commit to one call-in show a month, because that's when I do know I do have the time to do that. But we have a newsletter that's full of health tips, health information, health news, and other little tidbits and especially news that is going on with Celestial Healing. And I always include a contest, and a contest is usually for some type of free service or free product from Celestial Healing Wellness Center. And I think we've given out herbal products. I think we've given out hypnosis CDs. We've done a lot of things, online personal training. So this time we had a free Reiki session, and if the person, because I have listeners as well as clients from all around the world, so a lot of times, subscribers to the newsletter all around the world, so someone could be in Australia and win the in-person service, And what I'll tell them, they could transfer that to a gift certificate that they can give to someone who's located in the area. Now, a lot of times I do products where I can mail out the products to them, or they can do services where they can call in. But it was just happened that this contest was a in-service prize, and we asked a question. It's a brain teaser, and the first person that emails me the right answer wins. And everybody likes this contest, and I love it. And I get a kick out of it because I like to see the participation, and I like to see people attempt to guess correctly. Or there's a lot of smart people out there, but some of the answers I get are funny. And it's just something that makes my day. But we have a winner already. I put the newsletter out late last night, and I was still by the computer answering emails, and then that's when someone emailed me. The first email I got was the correct answer. Usually it takes about 5 emails, and then I'll get someone who finally comes in with the right answer, and we have. That was not the case last night. The first person that emailed me was the person that had the first answer. So don't worry if you didn't win this time. Don't worry. We are doing this every month. Every month we'll have a brain teaser. Now, if you won, you cannot play again for another 9 months. So if you won a contest, you got to allow other people to win too. So just remember that. Let's see. Also, I want to announce that Celestia Healing Services, except for the massage therapist, our massage therapist will be here conducting massage sessions, reflexology, everything else dealing with the pampering section of the wellness center. But I will be out of the country. I will be in Germany from July the 17th through the 27th. Celestia Healing will be closed on the service end, which is everything that I deal with. So, but our massage therapist will be here. So please keep a note of that. If you need to call me or you need a phone consultation, I can still do that. I can still make phone calls from Germany. And you can always email me, and I will definitely check my email every day. And last but not least, I want to do a daily assignment. Well, not a daily assignment because I don't come on the air every day. But I would like everyone to do a assignment today. It's right now is in the morning time, and I'm sure we have some listeners that are listening in. And for those who are not listening and it's pre-recorded, then you just need to apply this for the next day. Or if you're listening to it in the early morning, you can do it in the morning time too. I would like everyone to compliment at least 5 people today. Now, right now it's 9:07 a.m., and I definitely going to have this assignment niched in the bag because once I leave here, I'll be on my way to the gym, and there's a lot of people in the gym during that time, and I can just get my compliments out of the way today. So the reason I want you to do this is because I would like you to empower others. And when you compliment people, be sincere, too. Don't just say a compliment just to say it, but be sincere and compliment someone, because you are really empowering them. You're making them feel good. It puts a smile on their face. But you also get that exchange too, because remember, what you put out, you come back to, it will come back to you threefold. Okay, so let's help people be happy today, this Monday. All right. Okay. Now I'm not going to go off on a rant here, which is not a rant, but I'm not going to go off the topic too much because we have lots of questions that were left off from last month from the Q&A. Okay, this time it's an hour, and for those who are listening live, if you wish to call in, and I know I sent this message out pretty late about the call-in show, I really apologize, but I don't think I'm going to have that many people to call in. today because I didn't notify people ahead of time about the call-in show. But that is totally okay because I have so many questions that were emailed to me that I will address. But if you just happen to be one of those individuals who was alerted and you were up during the time I sent the notice out this morning, then you can call in live to our call, our call-in number, which is area code 347-884-9480. Once again, that phone number is 347-884-9480 if you would like to call in live and talk to me and ask me any type of health questions that you have on your mind. So let's go ahead and get started because the questions I have now are going to be lengthy in itself. And I'm going to, for those who are listening live, I'm going to do my best to keep my eyes on the monitor as well as keeping my eyes on the paper for the questions. So I tend to, when I ask a question, I tend to look away from the monitor, and I missed some calls last month because of that. And I wasn't paying attention, and they were on hold for a long time, and I wasn't aware of that. So I will be mindful of that this morning. So, okay, so let's go to our first question. I have names this time for people who email me. Some names, some don't. This is from a guy named Mike. And Mike says, I suffer from constant leg cramps, which are known as Charlie horses. What herbs can I take to remedy this? Okay. You know everybody thinks that if you get a Charlie horse, it's a result of low potassium. Well, really, that's not true. You know, people tell you to go eat bananas if you're having leg cramps. Well, trust me, if you're having Charlie horses and leg cramps, bananas are not going to help you. Usually what I find is the sodium intake is you need a little bit more natural sodium. Let me take that back. You don't need the over-the-counter standardized salt. You need like sea salt, salt that has minerals in it. So go get those and season your food. So if you have the regular salt that you can get from your supermarket, throw it in the trash. And go to a health food store or Whole Foods and, you know, get sea salt. You got sea salt, mineral salt, you know, a lot of salts that are very nutritious. And you can start seasoning your food with that. And also just start seasoning your food with herbs like thyme, basil, parsley. Those type of seasonings is a lot. I'm not even going to name all of them. But do that, and, of course, drink adequate amount of water and see if those cramps don't stop, the Charlie horses. They hurt, I know. I used to get them a lot. But once I started to season my food, well, yeah, that's ironic. I have a sweet tooth but not a salty tooth. So I just thought about that. I never really season my food with any salt. I may put garlic powder on there or a little onion powder, but as far as salt is concerned, I never was a salt person. But once I started to put some sea salt on my food, the cramps stopped. So try that, Mike. Hope that helped. All right, the next question, and remember, if you are listening live, you can call in 347-884-9480. Okay, our next question is from Tammy. Tammy says, hi, Dr. Keela. Love listening to your pre-recorded radio shows as well as the video clips you have on YouTube. Oh, thanks, Tammy. I have some more that I will be uploading. It's just about time. That I will, it's just a matter of time when I get a chance to do it, but I have more coming, okay? Anyway, She says, I have a question. I currently have one bowel movement every day, which my medical doctor tells me it's normal, but my mother insists that it's not. Who is right? Oh, very good question. In a way, I really can't answer it for you, Tammy, because there's some questions I have to ask you. I have to ask you how many meals you eat a day, okay? And if you're, well, because if you're eating one meal a day and you're having one bowel movement a day, yeah, you are normal. But if you're having three meals a day and you're only having one bowel movement a day, your mom's right. Because for every meal you're eating, that's how many bowel movements you're supposed to have. Not snacks, just bowel movements. So if you're having three bowel movements a day and you're only having one bowel movement a day, where's those other 14 meals? Remember, what goes in has to come out. And if it's not coming out, that means it's still stuck in your system and it's collecting as either waste or fat or toxins, one or the other. So if you're eating one meal and you're snacking, I can see the bowel movement being normal if you're only having one. But if you're eating three meals a day and you're only having one bowel movement, you're supposed to have three bowel movements a day. And it just basically just tells what type of diet you have. A lot of times we deal with so much processed food, quick foods, that we do not take into consideration that these foods will jack up our system and will cause constipation and irregularity when it comes to our digestive system and our bowel movements in the colon, from the colon. So, yeah, you need to be aware of your diet, or shall I say your eating regimen. Because I want people, I personally need to stop saying diet. I would like to everyone to know that what we should concentrate on is a lifestyle change, not a diet. Because in a way, diet doesn't even sound right. It sounds like something you're going to suffer from. It sounds like torture. So, I say a lifestyle change where you eat healthy 90% of the time. Now, that may be asking too much for most of you, but I would say eat healthy. Start off slowly with eat healthy 60% of the time, and then slowly move it up to 65%, 70%, 75%, then you can get to 90%. And, you know, it's not about eating healthy every day, all day. Trust me, I get my snacks on too. But the majority of the time, Monday through Saturday, I'm eating very well. I'm eating perfectly. I eat clean. And on Sundays, I do what I want, within reason. And when I say within reason is, I still do not touch foods that are deadly for my system, like pork and beef. Well, I don't eat meat anyway, so that's just another show for another time. But I do have clients who eat meat, and I don't force, or do I even suggest that they go vegetarian, because being a vegetarian is a lifestyle change, a strict, you have to have a lot of discipline to be a healthy vegetarian. But anyway, so that's that, Tammy. And if you need help learning how to eat properly, you can always set up a phone consultation with me, or if you're in the Atlanta area, you can come to the Wellness Center and see me in person. Okay, so the next question we have is from Barbara. Barbara states, hi, Dr. Keela, my infant son has oral thrush. I would like to know what herbs are safe for him to take to clear up this condition. Barbara, actually, oral thrush is just a yeast infection. It's just a collective of yeast that he got from you. So not only you have to take care of your son, but you have to take care of yourself too. So it sounds like you have given your son through breastfeeding yeast, and it's got into your milk ducts, and basically you transfer it to your child. So what I would definitely do is, with you, it's going to be different. And I really cannot give you a specific protocol because, like I state, I don't know, I don't give blonde advice because I don't know much about you. Due to the fact that you're an adult, you have different eating habits, you have a different lifestyle, you have a different bowel movements, but your son is different. Your son is new to the world, so basically it's easy to suggest what he should take. Go get some powdered acidophilus. Get the kind that's refrigerated, or that requires refrigeration. And I would start off with just a teaspoon. A teaspoon of acidophilus. On the other hand, I would, what would you have to do? Because, you know, you have to get the yeast out of your breast. So, breast milk is very nutritious, but, in the meantime, you don't want to reinfect the baby. There's a lot of things you can do, and I can give you more specifics, but really I don't have a medical doctor mentality. I'm not going to give you something that's going to take care of the symptom. We want to take care of the root cause because, you know, I'll tell you to take acidophilus and give it to your son, and then he gets reinfected with thrush again because you haven't gotten the yeast out of your system. So whenever you get a chance, email me again, and perhaps we can go into it more specifics, especially with a phone consultation on your end. But for now, just give him 1 teaspoon of acidophilus 2 to 3 times a day until it clears up. And it'll usually clear up in 3 days, but like I state, I don't want him to get reinfected because you have not gotten the yeast out of your system. Okay? All right, so let's go to our next question. And this is from Antonio. Antonio says, Dr. Keeley, what is your opinion about the swine flu? Oh, do we have to go there today, this morning, Antonio? What is my opinion about the swine flu? It's a bunch of doo-doo caca, that's what I think about the swine flu. You know, I don't cater to this craziness about the swine flu because to me it's just a setup for you to take some type of vaccine. And I'm not for vaccination. I'm not for any type of vaccines, especially for children, especially for the quote-unquote HPV virus. Mothers, you're really setting your daughters up by getting a vaccination for that, trust me. And I need to do a show on that because that's going to set them up for having menstrual problems, reproductive problems in the future. Do not get vaccinations. Oh, the flu vaccine, you get the flu, and it really harpens down the immune system. And what's going on with the swine flu is that they're trying to bring out they're trying to scare people to take a vaccine shot. I forgot the vaccine shot that they're trying to take, but they're making everyone scared, like, oh, the swine flu is killing people. Come over here and get this vaccine and you won't die like everyone else. You know, hey, don't do it, folks. Do not do it. They had, back in the 70s, I think it was 1975 and 1976, they had the swine flu go out back then. And it was medically reported that the vaccinations that they gave was killing thousands of people. Thousands of people were dying as a result of this quote-unquote vaccine that was supposed to help protect people from the swine flu back then. So instead of taking it off the market, they just locked it up, brought it back out, and it just started to make an improvement on it, and, you know, all of a sudden now the swine flu is coming out, and they want everybody to start, you know, running for cover and run to your nearest hospital to get this vaccination, and it's just crazy. It's just silly, and it just seems like I think about the swine flu like I think about regular flu. You know, everybody doesn't get it, but the people who do get the people who do get the flu are people who get flu shots. And when someone has just recently got the flu shot, I want them to stay away from me because they're going to get symptoms of the flu. People who everyone, there's no exception to this, everyone who has received a flu shot has some type of reaction to the flu shot. So my point is, here we go again. And some of them later on got the flu anyway. What was the point? You know, so if the chances of you of getting the flu is really slim to none, if you keep your immune system up to par and you're bringing down your immune system by doing by allowing yourself to be injected with the flu vaccine, you will have a better chance just by taking care of yourself. I told everybody the natural remedy for the flu or any kind of colds is the apple cider vinegar with garlic remedy. So you do that and you don't have to worry about the flu. But anyway, I don't cater to the swine flu. I don't cater to anything that the medical doctors or the powers that be attempt to make more money off of. And remember, folks, you all who think that the medical society really cares about your health, they care about your money, not your health. They care about your money. And if they will make more money off of you constantly being sick than being healthy, just remember that. If you're healthy, if you don't have any type of illnesses, if you don't have any type of paranoia of illnesses, you don't go to the doctor. For what? Maybe you go up there once a year to get a checkup, just to see if everything's going well. But if you're eating right, living right, exercising right, and thinking, whoa, did you hear that? Thinking right, you don't have to worry about getting sick. You don't have to worry about being sick. So that's that. All right, going on to the next question. Okay, I am keeping my eyes on the board, but like I said, I really sent the message out really late, so I don't know if I'm going to have that many people listening in live. So if you are, I do see that we do have several listeners, but if any of you all want to call in, like I said, the phone number is 347-884-9480. Okay, let's go back to our next question. Is there a natural remedy for morning sickness that is safe for pregnant women to take? And I don't have a name for this person who had sent that in. Yes, there is. Actually, it's not a natural remedy. It's just what's considered an herb, but it's really a spice. Ginger. You know, ginger is really good for your digestive system, period. And I remember taking ginger when I went on my first cruise ship, cruise trip, actually. And I'd never been on a cruise boat before. I'd never been out in the water like that before. So I knew. I said, I'm not going to get seasick because this is my first time. Because of that cruise, I love cruises. I've been doing my best to take as many as I can, but I made sure I brought ginger with me. And my boyfriend at the time, he looked at it like, oh, you know how men get with their testosterone. They're like, yeah, I'm fine. I've been on a cruise ship before. I'm not going to worry about getting seasick. Because I offered him, I said, you want some of this ginger before we sail off? Because it will help prevent seasickness. And, you know, seasickness is something you don't want to have when we're on this cruise for only 5 days. And he's like, oh, I'm okay. He got seasick, didn't take it. And I was great. I was up on the deck dancing and having a fun. I was having a good old time. I was just enjoying myself while he was in the cabin laid up. But I did eventually go down there and take care of him, and he got better the next day. But that first day was just ruined for him because he got seasick. But ginger is good for women who are having morning sickness due to pregnancy. It's good for people who are having any type of wooziness or any type of digestive problems, ginger tea, ginger capsules, any kind of ginger, those ginger spices are very, very good for that. I took the ginger capsules, and at the time when I was, before we sailed off, I took two an hour before we sailed off, and then I think it was 3 hours later. 3 hours later, I took two more. So what you can do, based upon your body weight, and I'm going to assume you're in the normal range, you go ahead and take two upon rising in the morning, and then 4 hours later, take two more. And or if you have morning sickness or any type of wooziness in the daytime, stuff like that, you just take a dip. But in the morning time, upon rising, immediately take two. 4 hours later, take two more, okay? And that will take care of your morning sickness. Or if you want to do by caps, if you want to do the ginger by tea, then double tea bag, a regular cup, put hot water over it, let it steep for about 5 minutes. You can sweeten it with honey. You put some lemon in there, whatever you want to do. You can even drink it plain and drink that one cup, and you're fine. So if you do the cup of ginger, the tea, you don't have to worry about the capsules taking it twice. So that's that. All right, I'm going to do a couple of drops. So when I come back, we're going to finish off because I still got lots of questions. Don't worry. Got lots of questions to address for our question and answer period today with Dr. Akilah. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Holistic Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at
703-0141. This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archived radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
Soldier, I love that song. Actually, when I hear that drop, I start dancing a little bit in my seat. Buffalo Soldier. Yes, I know, Dr. Akilah, keep your day job, you can't sing. Anyway, this is Dr. Akilah. Welcome back to Healing Power Hour Radio. And today we're doing our question and answer period here this morning. And I'm going to go ahead and finish off these questions because we have like 26 minutes remaining left in the show. So let's go ahead and finish our questions. Oh, before I start, if you have a question and that you would like me to address on the air, because some people may not be up at this time of morning or you could be at work, you know, you can always email me. Go to our website, healingpowerhour.com. Send me an email of your question, and I will write it down and read it over the air and give you my answer. So we do this every what did I say, every third Monday? Yeah, every third Monday of the month, I will do a question and answer show, okay, for 1 hour. All right, so let's go to our next question, and it's come from Nancy. Nancy wants to know, how do I know if I need to detox my body? Oh, it's so ironic you're asking this question, because right now I just started today. I started my fasting. I started yesterday. I started fasting yesterday, and today makes 24 hours. As you can hear, I'm very nasally, and I'm stuffed up, and the only reason is because of allergies. And I don't normally have allergies, but I started to notice symptoms last week I noticed I started to have some symptoms related to allergies. And when I would take my herbs to cure the allergy, it will go away, but they will come back. And I haven't detoxed in a long, 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 long time. So when you normally have a healthy body and you start to develop symptoms like this, or you start, let's just say, for instance, if you're just nothing's really going on with you, but if something's going on with you, it's different. So don't even talk to people who just are healthy people who are not on any type of medications, who are just basically in a healthy state. If you start to develop skin blemishes or skin issues, if you start to notice the discoloration of the white, the scleria of your eye, which is the white part of your eye, if you start to smell an odor from your body, if you're a woman, if you're starting to have a strange discharge, there's a lot of symptoms that your body gives to show that you need a detox. And like me, I just started my fasting yesterday. But I'm not saying everybody should fast. I'm just fasting because I haven't fasted in a long time, and I haven't detoxed in a long time. So I've been going through, putting my body through all these competitions, and I haven't, done a thorough cleansing afterwards. So when you start to develop unusual symptoms, or shall I say pestering symptoms, because allergies is just a pest to me. It's just like, you're like, ugh, do I have to go through all this craziness? So basically, yeah, that's when you need a detox. We have our own product line at Celestial Healing Wellness Center. So even though I'm fasting, which I'm doing a juice fast and the Master Cleanse, I am also taking our blood cleanser. Celestial Healing has a blood cleanser product, as well as my own detox capsules, which is for 14 days. Now, even though the website says to take for 14 days, you can, if you're doing a 21-day detox, you can also take it for 21 days as well. Well, not the detox, the Dr. Keela detox, you can only do that for 14 days. It's a very powerful detox. But the blood cleanser, you can do definitely for 21 days. And I'm taking the blood cleanser, and I'm also taking Dr. Keela's detox, and I'll stop the detox capsules. I don't take the capsules. I open up the capsules and make it into a tea because I'm fasting. But if you're not fasting, you can just take the capsules with water or your favorite juice. So, but me, I'm not eating anything, so I'm taking all my capsules and I'm opening them up and making a tea out of it and just drinking it down. So with the fasting I'm doing, and I toned down my exercising, so I still exercise even though I fast, but I'm also fasting. If you are detoxing, if you need to go on a detox, just eat clean food. Stay away from processed foods. Stay away from altered foods. Stay away from sweets, especially stuff with white sugar in it. Just basically eat a very, very healthy diet, preferably a vegetarian diet. So where some people who are, like myself, just abstaining from food, those who eat meat, can just go on a vegetarian diet for the next 3 weeks or 2 weeks. Actually, I suggest 3 weeks because that's 21 days. And you can detox yourself that way by also taking our product, the blood cleanser, which is very good, actually. That's a very powerful, wonderful blood cleanser we have. It's good for removing toxins from the liver, the kidneys, the lymph glands, the urinary tract. It really rebuilds white blood cells that are damaged by medications, because a lot of people, if you're on medications, you know that every medication out there has side effects. So this actually, and it, those side effects are damaged and cause harm for to your liver. And our blood cleanser really will cleanse that out and make sure those the side effects of the medication does not bring down the working conditions of your organs, especially the liver and the kidneys, which are vital, which are very, very, very important for cleansing the blood. Okay, so our blood cleansing will do that. And we also have some anti-fungal and viral properties in our blood cleanser. So, you know, be sure to check us out, check that out, and go to healingpowerhour.com, and you can go to our health products. I'm going off the top of my head. Health products, and take, you can look at our, the information we have on our blood cleanser as well as my detox. So, you know, you can go to that. And I am currently detoxing. So, you know, I'm not going to sound like myself today. My nose, I cannot breathe out my nose as I speak right now. So, but trust me, when you hear me next month, I'm going to sound clear as day. You just watch. So, that's how you know when things are not right. Now, if you're not in a healthy state, you can still detox. I suggest you consult with your naturopathic doctor or your holistic health practitioner in your area, or you can consult with me if you're on medications. There's a certain protocol you have to take if you're detoxing. But for those people who are not on medications, especially those who are not on chemotherapy, you can go ahead and place yourself on a nice detox for your body. For the bowels, you know, use my detox as well, and it'll get you regular with the blood cleanser. It'll cleanse out the blood, and you'll be a happy person for the summer, okay? All right, so let's, time is going down. I still got questions. Okay, our next question is from Hillary. Hillary wants to know, what herbs are good for carpal tunnel syndrome? No herbs, Hillary. There are no herbs for carpal tunnel syndrome. Now, don't get me wrong. I can also, if you, it's different if you had some type of muscle inflammation or some joint pain. But when it comes to carpal tunnel syndrome, it's usually, and I never have met somebody who didn't prove me wrong, but everyone I have met who have who has this, they do not like what they do as far as their job is concerned. So that is a psychological thing, and what it is, not saying that you're making this up, let me take that back, you're not making this condition up. What it is that subconsciously, you don't want to be where you are. You don't want to work where you are working. And I know people will defend their occupation by saying, oh, I get paid a lot of money, or this guy, it has, my job has great benefits. And, you know, with the economy today and the unemployment rate, you know, being so high, I'm just thankful for to have the job. That still does not mean that you like working where you work. If your job is not peaceful, if your job is not peaceful, if your job is stressful, if you have people who have issues and they do little dramatic things around you or to you, there's always some kind of chaos going around, you're being overlooked by your boss or something's going on and you're not happy. Sincerely happy, meaning you can't wait to get up and go to work, and there's no negativity around you, you know, you are not going to like what you work, and you prefer if you had a better job that offered you more money for something, or better yet, not even more money. They offered you less money, but even the money that they offer you is enough to pay your bills and keep you comfortable. You can, I see the caller, don't hang up, I'm gonna get to you. You are still able to work. So, okay, that probably didn't make any sense. Put it this way, if you win $50 million, if you win $50 million and you were awarded that tax-free, would you still work at your job? If the answer is no, then you don't want to work at your job. Let me tell you something. If I was awarded $50 million today, tax-free, even if it has taxes, I'm still going to do what I do because, one, this is why I'm on earth. This is my life purpose. My life purpose is to be a holistic health practitioner. My purpose is to be a naturopathic doctor. My purpose is to motivate and educate people on holistic health care and wellness and learning how to be your own doctor. And I love what I do. I really, 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 really love it. So when you love what you do, when you love what you do, one, there is no retirement. I'm going to do this until it's time for me to go physically, until I make that transition. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing forever, and I love doing it. So we have a caller. Let me make sure I do this right. Hi, caller. You're live on the air, the Healing Power Hour Radio. What's your name?
I am Queen.
This is who?
This is Queen.
Hi, Queen. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. What kind of question do you have for me this morning?
Well, I just tuned in, so I don't know, but I bet you I could come up with something. what is a good food for a muscle, building muscles? I know exercise is, you know, paramount, but there must be something to eat.
Oh yeah, what type of eating regimen do you have? Are you a vegetarian? Are you a meat eater? I just need to know so I can tell you the proper foods that you can apply.
I go in and out veggie. I eat meat. Then I'm a vegetarian. Then I juice. So I'm, you know, I travel a lot of the food choices.
Okay, no problem. Well, you know, when it comes to meat, you can never go wrong with clean deep sea water fish. So you got, if you're doing meat, you can do your salmon, tilapia, red snapper, any type of tuna. Those type of meats are very good. They're high in omega-3s, which is high in essential fatty acids, which are going to be very good for not only eliminating bad fat, but the protein in itself will help build muscle, as well as your lean turkey and lean hormone-free chicken. So, and they do have those in regular grocery stores. You just have to ask where they are. They are a little pricier, but of course we all know that good food is never going to be cheap. So, unfortunately, they will have probably be $2 or $3 more than your hormone-induced meat. For vegetarians, my favorite protein food is tempeh, T-M-P-E-H. And this stuff is so delicious. You can make it into any type of dish you want. You also have, of course, your soy, which can be transferred, you know, your soy burgers, and things like that. Quinoa, oatmeal is, believe it or not, even though people think oatmeal is just good for lowering the blood pressure, it's actually high in protein. If people ever take the time to turn the supplemental facts, turn the box now when I say oatmeal, I'm talking about the plain, unflavored, unsweetened type of oatmeal. They are high in protein as well as complex carbs. So you can start on those. Quinoa is good, of course. So these are a lot of your these are a lot of your protein building foods.
And so it's the protein that helps to build the muscle.
Actually, it's amino acids that's converted into protein to help build muscle. So, because when people see me, and I'm so glad I got into weightlifting, because you know, before then, as a vegetarian, people will say, well, you know, everybody want to say that same crazy stuff. How do you get your protein? Well, now that you look at me, obviously I'm getting my protein. But what people don't realize is that when you eat foods that are high in certain amino acids, they convert into protein in your system and then therefore build muscle. So I don't have to eat complete proteins. I can eat something like spinach and it'll still convert into protein in your system. So it's a myth when people think that vegetarians cannot build muscle. You can. It's just that you have to eat quality foods to basically that are high in amino acids that will convert into protein.
What other kind of vegetables? You said
all of them. but your best vegetables that are high in the most nutrients are going to be your dark green leafy vegetables. So the dark vegetables like your kale, kelp, spinach, collard greens, provided that they don't put the pork in it. But, you know, those type of, when it comes to when people eat sandwiches, I tell them leave the iceberg lettuce alone. Don't deal with that. Deal with romaine lettuce, or you can do with the baby spinach, you know, those type of dark or wild greens. Those are great, too, to put on your sandwich. But iceberg lettuce has no nutritional value whatsoever. That is why it's all over every restaurant and every food eatery. They always put that iceberg lettuce on there because they want to give you a false sense of health, that you're eating healthy because you have tomatoes, which is depleted of nutrients, and that iceberg lettuce is depleted as well. If you don't get quality tomatoes, it's not going to be a bunch of nothing. But your vegetables, my favorite is, of course, okra, Brussels sprouts, spinach. Of course, I like broccoli, but there's a lot of people who cannot do broccoli because of acid reflux. But once they take care of the acid reflux, they can go ahead and start eating broccoli again. But I go for dark ones. And then you got to make sure you put some color in it, because I always have to remind myself, adding some color to your vegetables. So we talk about bell peppers. You got the red peppers, the yellow peppers. You can add some cauliflower, you know, different types of eggplant. Oh, I can go on and on, but there isn't a vegetable out there I don't like.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Now, the acid reflux, someone around me has that. What would you recommend for a diet for that?
I have to know their diet, because a lot of times acid reflux could be a result of two things. It could be a result of either their diet or their stress, and sometimes both. Now, I've had plenty of success with people with acid reflux, but it's only because I know their lifestyle. So if that individual is living a very stressful lifestyle, like I had a guy who was a stockbroker, and when Wall Street crashed, oh, he just was so miserable because of all the stress. So based upon his body and his eating regimen, I had to alter not only his eating regimen and his herbal intake, but I had to, you know, suggest that he drink several teas that are calm him down, because he was so stressed due to his job. But it depends on what is causing the acid reflux. Are they the type of person that is stressed? Is it because of their diet, or is it
probably
both?
Their diet?
Yeah, they have to change their diet. Probably have them give me a phone call or send me an email for specifics, because, like I said, it's kind of hard to give blind advice when I don't know the specifics of what they're eating and how they're eating it, and what time of day are they eating it. Because that's another important thing, is people who will eat heavy meals at 10 o'clock at night is just nonsense. They're really setting themselves up to have digestive problems in the future.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, and thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See, everybody, I paid attention to the boards this time. I'm so happy with myself. Let's see, what else are we going to, did I finish on the carpal tunnel? Yeah, I think I did. Okay, we have 6 minutes left, And I'm going to go ahead and I still have some more questions, but okay, if you emailed me your question and I didn't get to it on this broadcast, be sure to listen next month and I will address it next month. So if it's not addressed on this broadcast, it will be addressed next month. Okay, the last question I'm going to address is, Dr. Keela, why is it that holistic doctors like yourself don't accept health insurance? Because health insurance don't accept us. I mean, first of all, you got to understand, if the health insurance companies really want you to be healthy, then they will advocate methods and doctors who will take care of your symptoms, as the root cause and not your symptoms. So it's the other way around. They will advocate methods to take care of the root cause and not the symptoms. Whereas medical doctors strictly deal with the symptoms. They just give you medications. They deal with surgical procedures that only take care of the symptom, not the root cause. Naturopathic doctors, your holistic doctors, healthcare herbalists, we deal with the root cause. If there is no root cause, there is no symptom. So if you take care of the symptoms, the root cause just gets stronger and worse. So, you know, we deal with that. So if we take care of a lot of your root cause, we teach you how to eat properly, we teach you how to take care of your body, we teach you how to be your own doctors, why would you need health insurance? Huh? Seriously. If we teach you how to think correctly, we teach you how to think of empowerment and thinking of health and not thinking sickly, you will not need health insurance. You will basically learn how to take care of yourself through food, through herbs, through certain type of meditations, exercises, whether you're doing regular exercises, lifting weights, yoga, whether you're doing kickboxing, whatever it is for you, you are learning how to be active. You learn how to eat. You know that, okay, I got a headache. Is that because I'm not drinking water, or is it because I'm too stressed, or is it because of the fact that I'm having an allergic reaction to something I just ingested? You know, these are the questions you need to ask. You don't need to get paranoid that you have a headache and you want to know if you got a brain tumor. I just don't understand that logic. People get dehydrated and they get this very massive migraine because they're very, very dehydrated. So the body is giving them signs and signals that they need to drink water and they think they have a brain tumor. That's a person who thinks sickness. A person who thinks health will say, oh, how much water did I drink this week? And then they'll look back at their week and realize, ugh, I didn't drink that much water, and they just go ahead and start making up for lost time. Even though you can't, but you can always start drinking properly the day you notice that you're having some problems with your body, and it's giving you symptoms that you are dehydrated. So that's that. So when you learn how to do these things and you are your own doctor, and you may see a naturopathic doctor like myself for just some fine-tune some things within your body, you won't need health insurance. And you will save thousands of dollars. You will save thousands of dollars from paying every month health insurance that you don't need. Because your lifestyle will be your health insurance. Does that make sense? The way you live, the way you think, the way you go about your life, you know, that's your health insurance, all right? Okay, this is Dr. Keela. This is the conclusion of Healing Power Hour Radio with our question and answer period. Thank you all for listening in. I'd like to thank Queen for calling in. I'd like to thank everybody who emailed me their questions. If you have some questions that you want to ask, to address for next month, what you can do is go to my website, healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, and send me an email in reference to questions you want me to address on the air, and I will do so next month. On the third Monday of every month, we will do a live question and answer period. Okay, that's it for me. So once again, thank you so much for listening in. If you would like to talk to me personally, you can always do so during regular business hours at 770-603-0141. That's 770-603-0141. And, of course, you can always check out our website, Celestial Healing Wellness Center website, which is full of free health tips, a lot of information. And also, hey, check out our herbal products with the blood cleanser and our detox. And that's at healingpowerhour.com. And, before I go, okay, got 30 seconds. Before I go, remember today's assignment. Today's assignment is you must compliment 5 people today. Before the day is out, you must sincerely compliment 5 people today. Okay? All right. This is Dr. Akilah. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you next time. Love, peace, health, and most often, prosperity. See ya.